UFO.
That's a little longer. Your car gonna run better.
I am dead. I don't know.
You, they don't give black people the same gas to give white people. I'm telling you. Hey, you get your car washed in a white neighborhood, it lasts longer. I can't prove it, but it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Don't agree with him.
They got special wax.
Like they got having spotty soap.
Oh my gosh.
And so why are grocery stores more expensive in the hood?
No, that is true. But no, wait. So you know how we talk about this all the time too, when people like start working in Pearland. Mm-hmm. You know there's three Walmarts, and then they all base it off of ethnicities. So you are racist. So they have the black one, the Hispanic one, and then the white one. And people be comparing the prices. So the one that's the Hispanic and the black one are overpriced as opposed to the one that's considered the white HEB. And this is from years of having these conversations. Like, this is not just, like, everyone in Pearland knows too. Like, you can ask anybody if you ask a black, white, Hispanic, like, everyone's gonna say, which one's the white one, which one's the Hispanic one, and which one's the black one. I kid you not. But they know.
And I bet you the white one got better produce.
For sure.
I bet you they got better produce at the white one.
Facts.
You niggas, I shop at the white and the black one. The prices are definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I would say the quality is very similar. Now, there are some areas that can have improvement at the black location, but as far as the produce, it's about the same. Pricing is definitely different, though.
That's it. I'm bougie. I go to Whole Foods. Fuck the quality of the produce. I like the design that it's stacked in. You know what I mean? Like, if it ain't in a pyramid or something, it's getting me out of this.
So you go to play, you go up to the grocery store to play Tetris. That's what it sounds like. You want it to be.
That's exactly what I do. When they stack, y'all just be having that shit just looking like a ball pit at McDonald's. My shit look like niggas be rummaging, touching everything.
These spotty brown spots. Talking about this fresh.
Whole avocado section brown, looking like yams. Like some baby yams.
Damn it.
I am dead.
Oh man.
Anyway, so, we'll be on to that.
I mean, how y'all feel about, first of all, do y'all have a problem with OJ?
Not really.
I mean,
he's a murderer.
OJ's always gonna be one for the team, okay? It's OJ.
Okay. Well, OJ, Miles is a murderer.
What?
We would believe in justice, but you know.
I just feel like
they do, so you don't
try to convict this man now when y'all didn't want to convict him back in the day. Because that man did it. Now, like, the fact that we all be sitting here like he ain't do that, like, we're not going to play them games. I'm not going to play them games. Someone did lose their life. Like, come on now. But what we're also not going to do
is act like,
huh? Yeah, two people.
He murdered them. Like,
yeah, murdered them. He definitely had a role in that. Like, we're not going to pretend like he didn't. But what you don't get to do. Come on, man. So you really going to sit up here and act like that man ain't had nothing to do with it?
Ooh.
No, but you're saying a role. Like,
you think Smith he did it all? I think legend. Someone helped him.
He did it all. He did the whole thing.
I think someone helped him, though.
No, you read his book. Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna support that way. I'm not funding his lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true.
I ain't funding either, nigga. They have free PDFs. But that nigga wrote the murder in such detail. Did he really? What? That nigga was like, he crept through the bushes. And then they made love. So he had to wait. And da-da-da-da. And Eli asked some nigga there named Ace, who was like his imaginary friend or something like that. So God, he kept saying Ace was doing all the stabbing and I was just sitting there watching. I was like, nigga, if in your hypothetical you don't do the murder, you did that shit. No way.
So the way he confessed the saying, I'm understanding what you're
dream
saying,
of being an accomplice.
He was confessing but saying this is what he would have imagined.
I think that his brain snapped And so he like disassociates himself from the action.
He blacked out. It wasn't him. It was somebody that has been brewing in him for years.
Yeah, like he calls the guy Ace or something like that in the book. And he talks about like in great detail what Ace was doing and how far the street was from the driveway and this and that and that. All kinds of shit. And then here's how I know he murdered that nigga though. Because he walked in and he said, I or somebody like Ace walks in holding a knife. And then the white guy that was fucking his wife, that nigga knew karate. So he said, I walk in holding the knife, and then he gets into a karate stance. And I say, bitch, I'm OJ.
No, he didn't.
Ain't no way you making no shit like that. Ain't no way you making up that detail. That if you pull a knife on a nigga and he got a karate stance, that happened. Ain't no way you just made that. He did that shit. He looked at that nigga in a karate stance. Said, nigga, I have reflexes. What is you talking about? I'm OJ. Fuck your karate. I'm a Heisman winner. Hey man, he murdered the niggas.
I can't believe he put that in his book. Wow, he's an ass.
I mean, he ain't all there, so it makes sense.
You need to be like the multiverse Killmonger and shit.
I think he definitely did that shit. So he got he's getting out on good behavior.
So did this arrest stem from him when he bought back, he stole back his stuff? Like, what arrest is this? That's the arrest he's getting out on?
I don't know.
I thought he got free from that.
I thought he got free for that. So that's what I'm saying. When did he get arrested again?
I don't know. He did some other shit.
OJ, you know what?
Hold on. Wait. No. Have y'all ever seen the video? So OJ did an interview with this lady. And it was like some white lady. He was like some reporter afterwards. I think it was like when he got arrested for that whatever thing. And he came back. And she said, and OJ had a surprise for me. And this nigga did a prank where she walks out from behind the door. And this nigga pop out with a knife.
No. I swear to God. He is so disrespectful. So with that being said, what does y'all think of Kim's commentary when she hosted SNL? Because you know they talked about that. And they made a joke about that.
What did she say?
I don't remember, but it's something along the lines of.
You're talking about Kardashian, right?
Yeah, it was kind of disrespectful. Oh, we know you love Kardashian. Toward Nicole Kidman's family, to the point where Nicole Kidman's family put out a statement that they did not support that joke.
Mm.
But.
I mean, at this point, can we take Kim Kardashian serious?
Yeah.
I mean, some people seem to, but you know now she's saying she doesn't blackfish and that people forget that she's not white. What is she, Armenian? I don't want to say the wrong thing.
She's Armenian.
There we go. No one said that she wasn't that, but we're not going to pretend like she don't be blackfish. You're like, we're not going to do that. Like, that's what we're not going to do. You definitely are not white. I agree with that statement. I have never thought the girl was white, but what we're not going to do is pretend like you have not enhanced certain features because of what you see other cult. Like, come on now. Like,
and what'd she do? Really? She dedicated her life to criminal justice reform. Look at her giving back to the Black community. Yeah, I got that nerve.
And that don't give her no pass. Like, that's the problem. She's fighting for the cause. She has Black children. Duh. Like, she don't get a pass for that.
And there's a lot of people with Black kids that are not for Black people.
Yeah.
So just because she's doing that, she's for Black people now? When they drug Jordan's name through the mud and Tristan is pregnant again, like he didn't got somebody else pregnant. I don't hear no apology.
What's she supposed to do? She's supposed to apologize?
Kim was the one calling. What? I mean, I saw the clips. She was the one calling Kimora Lee Simmons talking about, we gonna start standing up to these bitches who be trying to take our man. What?
What does that have to do with Black people?
What are you?
Yeah.
Jonathan,
be quiet. No. I'm
what is that?
What I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to say is that, like, all her manual, like, all the extra shit that she be doing, like, we're not going to pretend like she does not take that from within our community. Then you date black men. So, like, at the end of the day, you're not doing anything that a woman who dates black men wouldn't do. Like, what are we really talking about? Because she's what? Because she's famous. Now we're supposed to applaud her because she's getting her lawyer license. Like, I don't care. To me, at the end of the day, I've always said this. If you are woman enough to, like, even with Khloe Kardashian, how she walks around, like, she's in a shitty situation. Yeah, I get that. But the way they act and the way they walk around as if they have not done these things in their past life drives me insane. Like, that really irritates me. If you own that shit, then I have much respect for you. But the way they dehuman or try to make Jordan seem like she was the one that was the issue, they painted her in a black woman in a negative mindset. But you so quick to say, oh, but I'm for our people. But you drug Jordan through the mud for what? Because now Tristan has gotten somebody else pregnant. And what are you doing? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, okay, you pick and choose what you want to be about within our culture, and that's what I have an issue with.
But if I'm your hold on. You Kim Kardashian, right?
I will never be Kim Kardashian. Let's not do that.
No, these are called hypotheticals. So you Kim Kardashian, and you are the older sister of whatever, and this chick been running around hanging out with your family close, and then go fuck off with her husband. You telling me you as a woman ain't gonna be like, we gonna burn this bitch to the ground. Like, again, she had to start OnlyFans.
That's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is,
at some point, publicly, they gotta be human.
Publicly, they pick and choose what they want to put out into the press. Kim and they run that show. So you intentionally drug Jordan through the mud. For what purpose? Because you didn't have to include that. Husband. Just like they're not including Travis's shit with this new show, they didn't have to include that, but they chose to do it anyway.
Yeah, like, but one guy,
like, you don't get to pick it, like, and again, that's not even Kim's situation. So, no, even if that was my little sister, yeah, I'm gonna check it, but I'm gonna check it accordingly. Like, they're on TV dragging this, and this is not just a random friend either. This is her other sister's best friend. So
that's what I'm saying. So your little sister best friend fuck her husband, you're gonna be like, well, that's a black woman.
How you know?
Okay. Whatever they was doing, man. No, but that's that bullshit. Like, when girls say, like, I'm a virgin, but you're giving, like, head all over. Like, stop it. Don't semantics me to death with this bullshit. I didn't fuck him. What did you do?
If you're gonna be about a cause, be about a cause. You don't get to pick and choose. You don't get to drag a black woman through the media, and then.
But that don't mean every black woman get a pass,
huh?
That don't mean every black woman get a pass. If you fuck my little sister,
oh my gosh! Like, you're missing the point I'm trying to make. All I'm saying is, if she's gonna pick a side, she needs to stick with that side all the time. You don't get to pick and choose and hop around, just like with the whole cultural with her appropriation. We're not gonna hop around and act like you're not tanning your skin, you're not injecting your ass. Like, stop with that. Y'all got every excuse in the book for her, but it's not this way. It's never gonna work for me. I'm never gonna be Kim Kardashian. You're not gonna convince me to like her. At the end of the day, she picks and chooses what she wants to be a part of, because at the end of the day, she's doing what suits her. The reason why they dragged Jordan through the mud is because it was easier for people to go to her defense, because at the time they thought Jordan was the bad person. Then come to find out, hint, hint, it was really Tristan's dumb ass. So now you look like a dick, but don't nobody want to say that. So now we're trying to put this whole, oh, I'm for the people now. Get the fuck out of here. Like, it's all an agenda. Like, if we can't see that right now.
Nah, listen, I'm with you when it comes to, like, colorism, when it comes to appropriation, but some shit is just standard woman behavior. When the nigga cheat,
think about
not checking the nigga and checking the girl.
Think about how many times they all been cheated on. Think about how long this show been running. Yes. Now think about how they dragged her versus everybody
else. Think about life and think about how many women don't check the girl or check the girl instead of checking a man when they get cheated on.
It doesn't
matter. That's common behavior. It do matter. That's what women do. That's what men do.
I don't give a shit about them checking her. It's the way they went about it. You did not have to publicize that situation. That's my point. I don't give a fuck. There are plenty of other women who probably have been checked by them. Jordan could have still been checked, but why publicize that shit?
Because that's what they do.
when they choose to.
I think it's different when it's a public figure who's also your friend who fucks your husband. Like,
again,
the Travis shit, there's like legal implications behind it. I ain't putting no shit on some bullshit reality show when I got a fucking case and might be spending tens and tens of millions of dollars or going to jail. Or, like, life was lost. Like, life was lost. There's some internet
shit. How many times has Tristan cheated on Chloe?
I don't get that many fingers. I'm just saying.
So why did they go so hard again? And again, the reason why I feel like they shouldn't have went as hard, because no matter what y'all say, that's still someone's best, the other sister's best friend. But it doesn't make sense to me. So I'm going to treat her worse, even though that's my other sister's best friend?
If you my friend and you fuck my wife, that's worse than a stranger.
I'm not saying that anyone fuck anyone. I'm not saying that. No one has said that. Even the people from the party from other sources said they did not go upstairs.
I'll give you the red table talk bullshit. If you my friend, well, that's kind of reverse. But if you sitting on the lap of your husband, that's crazy. You shouldn't be at some party flirting with somebody.
Referring to Tristan as Chloe's husband.
Whatever. I don't know. Baby
that's
daddy.
Not her husband. So at the end of the day, that man is still single.
Oh my God. So your friend can just fuck whoever.
Christine, I don't have her husband. I'm not stupid. I used to.
So then you wait. Christina, get the fuck out of here.
But that's
so you wouldn't even.
Missing my point. Again,
I'm not missing your point.
Kim can go off on who the fuck she wants. But my question is, why did we isolate this one incident? But then y'all want to backdoor and say, oh, but she's for the people. How? Show me how she's for the people. No one has ever shown me how Kim is for the people. People get out of jail all the time, but they don't publicize it. So once again, how?
But here's the thing. You can't damned if you do, damned if you don't. You can't say you're silent on issues. And then when she uses
her brand,
literally going on a rant bashing Kim Kardashian. I'm just saying,
no one's going to convince me that she's for us. That's all I said. I'm not bashing her. People can like her, not like bashing her is like going out of my way to literally disgrace this woman. The whole conversation came up was if she taps into, do I feel like she be tapping into our community? Yes, I do. So I'm a stand on that. I don't think she does it much for the community that other people aren't doing. So I'm a stand on that. Like, I'm not trying to bash this woman. I'm saying she's not doing anything that other people aren't already doing. So why am I giving her extra emphasis on anything? I'm not going to do that. So that's not bashing her. That's saying, okay, do you, boo, but it's still like another day to me.
Mm-hmm. I think I just believe in being clear about lines. Like, it's not like total. It's not like you trash, you good. It's like, hey, yo, I applaud you for where you good in this area. But like the appropriation stuff, building your brand off Black imaging, fetishizing Black men to an extent, that's problematic. But later in your latter years, actually like, okay, building a family with a Black man and like not treating them Black kids fucking crazy from what it looks like on the outside. Like, I even like the fact that she left that nigga Kanye on some other shit, like on some just like, hey, fuck this nigga. I ain't about to stay in this crazy ass house. Like, I like that shit. Like, some of this shit is, like, even her, like, fucking, like, what she be doing? Her little psoriasis campaigns that she be doing and all that shit. Like, I just like applauding people where they do well, and then you can hold them accountable where they fail, like cultural appropriation and using braids and shit like that, trying to say, like, it's original. That's all bullshit. But it don't mean she totally bad and totally good. Like, she don't have to do shit.
She's not for me. Like, she can be for you. Like, people gonna like who they like, just like politicians. We like certain politics that other people might not like. Like, again, I don't bash no one who is a Kim supporter, whoever buys her shit, like, whatever, the Kardashians, woo, woo, woo. But she's just not for me.
Okay. Understood. Back to OJ.
Get in there, murder.
What is he gonna do now? But he's out. How old is OJ? 60?
He's like 70. 70.
Damn.
OJ been killing the game for a minute.
So I found this joke, man. Kim Kardashian joked about OJ being the first Black person she met.
He's 74, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And something about a joke of taking a stab in the dark.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay. Something like that. And I was like, when I saw, you know, they posted it on the Shade Room, And when I seen it, I was like, oh, I was like, that was a bit much. Like, she took that too far. I'm like, I wouldn't have told the writer, yeah, I can't read this. There's just something you should, there's some lines you just can't cross. And I guess she was making fun of herself too, because she definitely brought up Kanye, you know, their divorce. Like, I get all that, but there's just certain things, like, I don't think, like, someone died, like, people died. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, but what's the statute of limitation on that? Like,
it doesn't matter. So if you have a family member that was murdered, you're going to be okay for people saying jokes about it?
No, I'm not, but I'm biased.
Then what do you mean it's the statute of limitation? Especially when at the end of the day, if we really want to be serious about it, at the end of the day, they really weren't even in communications with OJ. So, like, why are you even putting yourself into that, in that, to that equation? Because at that point, from my understanding, Kim, or their mother had picked Khloé and Nicole's side, and they were already going through a divorce. So it's like, don't do that. You don't know. You just shouldn't play with people's emotions. Like, that's just not cool. Like, some, like, people died. Like, that's just, that's like people joking about, like, any type of thing that has killed someone, and they try to make it a joke. Like, that's just not funny. Like, that makes me cringe. Like, whew. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just, that's not funny.
And that was, I'm pretty sure somebody laughed.
Oh, people, some people laughed in the little audience, but I don't know. That was just a really bold joke.
So as a Black community, are we all in agreement that OJ did this year?
I think so. I think we all know.
The community. The
community. So the community. Maybe that's why Kim felt comfortable enough to say that shit.
Because she's a part of the Black community?
According to our previous dialogue here.
I mean, you know, each is wrong.
That's appropriation, her joking about OJ. You bitch appropriating.
Oh, hell no.